Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Yud Chet, and we're up to the Halakha Mishnah on daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beit, which means we've already gotten to the Kos Shlishi. So we have finished, up until this point, we finished all of the various inyanim of the Haggadah Gufa, and now we're up to the Birkat HaMazon. So we pour the Kos Shlishi and we say the Birkat HaMazon on this Kos. And then we also have a fourth Kos. What do we do on the fourth Kos if we've already finished? It is now time to complete the Hallel. So the Revi'i Gomer Alav et HaHallel, and then we say after that Birkat HaShir. Now the question is, what in the world is a Birkat HaShir? Because, I mean, if it's referring to the normal Yehalalucha that we say after the Hallel, why would we mention it? I mean, that's just part of Hallel. That's how the Rashbam understands the problem. So the Gemara is going to ask, what exactly is this Birkat HaShir? It turns out to be a rather complex machloket. Bein HaKosot HaLalu, so between the kosot, in Rotzel Eshtot Yishteh, between the two groups of kosot, is the way the Rashbam understands it. So between the first two kosot and the last two kosot, and that, of course, is the mealtime. So you can drink as much as you want. But bein shlishi l'revi'i lo yishteh. After you've already had the kos of Birkat HaMazon, so then you shouldn't drink any additional kosot. So again, why is this? So in the Yerushalmi, as the Rashbam brings, the problem is that you may get drunk. We discussed this earlier. And the Yerushalmi asks, what do you mean you may get drunk? You just had 50 glasses of wine in the middle of your meal. If you ain't drunk yet, what's another glass going to do for you? And the Gemara answers that drinking during the meal does not get you drunk because it mixes with the food and so on. It's released slowly into your bloodstream. But if you take a drink after the meal now, between these two kosot, you're liable to get too high to really finish the halal with any kind of concentration. And so because of that, we don't want you drinking. Now, there's also an inyan of not to, that it's near kemosifal kosot, but we're going to see that there's a whole question over here about how many kosot there really are. We're going to talk about that. So bein shlishi l'revi'i, so between the third and the fourth kos, you should definitely not drink. If it says in the Mishnah that you have to use the third kos to be mevorech al mazono, is that not proof positive that shmamina birkat hamazon to una kos? Didn't we have like a big machlokas about that in brachas? Nobody, how come nobody brought the very obvious fact that on Pesach we have to make that borei pri hagefen in the Mishnah, as it says, al mizono? So that seems to be like absolute proof. Birkat HaMazon requires a kos, right? Amalei, wrong. Because arba kasi takinu rabon and derech cheirut. The four kosot are not innately linked to the issue of the chiyuv of the kos on Birkat HaMazon or on Kiddush or anything else. There is a separate chiyuv of derech cheirut to be drinking four kosot. That we spoke before about what happens if you drink all of the kosot together, and can you be yotzi arba kosot, but not be yotzi derech cheirut, like Rav Moshe holds, that if you use grape juice, you're not going to be yotzi derech cheirut, and stuff like that, right? So here too, even though l'maisa chazal were mitakein, that once we have these arba kosot, which we need to do because of the cheirut from Mitzrayim, so then we'll be kovei on each one of those kosot some mitzvah to do. So, I mean, normally, would we make a bracha on a kos shel yayin when we finish the halal? And we would say, melech mulal batishpachot, and then we would drink another kos? No. So, I mean, it's basically the same idea. Chazal were koveya that if we're going to be drinking these special arba kosot, be miyached them, to be involved in derech cheirut, so then, of course, the chashivas of a kos is that it be used for a bracha. But that doesn't prove that if you're just eating a regular secular meal and there's a birchas hamazon that's involved without the special chiyuv of cheirus, that you would need to make a kos. That's a machlokas, and that machlokas is in brachot, and it's nothing to do with our Mishnah. The fourth kos, Gomer alav etaleo v'omer alav birkat hashir. So now this raises, of course, the question of what exactly do we mean by a birkat hashir? My birkat hashir. If you don't mind, let me just arrange for this kos, because Barnea is about to attack me. You know what it's like to live in fear and trepidation. Right. But that was machlokes, whether that's for the Rav or only for the Talmud. He wants to make sure that we don't see all the shittas. All right. So my birkat hashir. So what exactly is meant by the birkat hashir? It's Rabbi Yehuda says. It means like what it always means. You know, after you say halal, so then you say that yahalalucha, and you finish up with the and then you finish up with the Melech Mulal Batishpachot. So it's just telling you that the halal, even though we interrupted, the halal in the middle with the meal and so on and so forth, that we treat this halal the way we treat every halal. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda understands it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I wouldn't, again, this is the way the Rashbam understands it. We'll see there's big machlokas in here. Rabbi Yochanan says, I mean, why would we mention something that we do all the time and call it, give it a special name, the Birkat Hashir? So it's got to be referring to something else. What it's referring to is to say Nishmat Kol Chai, which is called the Birkat Hashir because that is the way that we complete on Shabbos the entire long Psukei Dezimra. And because of that, we call this the closing of the shir that we say. And that way, we're going to have a special shir, and that would be a new shir. Now, the way the Rashbam understands it is that how can you say a new shir if you already said Yahalalucha? Because he's understanding that Rabbi Yochanan is adding another bracha, but how can you add the other bracha? So therefore, what we do is, as we'll see, that we go ahead and we say halal hagadol, and then afterwards we say nishmat, and we close with the bracha of yishtabach, kel melech gadolim ul'ol batishpachot, and so on and so forth. And that would be two separate brachas that would come at the end, both yalalucha and nishmat kochai, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the question over here is that Tosfos brings that from Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, that he was careful not to say Melech Mulol Batishpachot after saying Yalalucha. So in other words, he did say Yalalucha, but he stopped before those closing words, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mulol Batishpachot. Then he went ahead and he said the Halal HaGadol. Then he said Nishmat. And then he closed with Yishtabach. Because since it says Birkat Hashir, he tainted its mashma, there's only one bracha. And as Tosfos says elsewhere, I mean, why are we adding two brachas to one idea? I mean, whoever heard of such a thing? We should say both Melech Mulol Batishpachot, and then we should close with Kel Melech Gadol Mulol Batishpachot. For what possible purpose? Now, things get a little complicated in terms of the actual halacha and in terms of the minhagim. There's quite a few different minhagim on this issue. And it's even more complicated by the fact that we are about to have a brisa where the girsa in many places is, when they bring this brisa, including in the sidurim of the Gaonim, that it says that the kos chamishi, you say halal hagadah, which we'll talk about in a moment. But if it is a kos chamishi, then it makes sense that we have two separate ceremonies over here. We finish the halal, the regular halal. We say the melech mu'ulal batishpachot that we use at the brocha at the end of the regular halal. Then we are mechabited with the kos yayin harivii. Then we say halal agadol after pouring a kos chamishi, which people do because of this, they pour it as a kosher elyos, so at least there should be a remez there for that kos chamishi. And the reason, of course, for the kos chamishi is one of the aspects that is so important to the Haggadah is the understanding, as we've been talking in the Haggadah Shiurim, is the understanding that the Haggadah is actually leading somewhere. It is not a static thing, and it's also performative, which means that it's supposed to bring you to new recognition. So if you understand that there's a kos chamishi, then it would be based on the word veheveti. So says the Medrash Rabbah, and this is brought in the Siddur of the Gaonim, and that therefore there's really a remez to the bringing us into Eretz Yisrael at the end of the Haggadah, which is the Kos Chamishi Keneged, the fifth Lashon of Geula. So we have those four Lashonis, but we never said the word Veheveti Otam to the Eretz HaKnani and so on. That is Keneged the fifth. And that is the result of saying Kitavo al Haaretz Arami Ovidavi, and so on. And that is what we're Meramis to at the end of Dayenu Evienu al Hamakom Hazeh. They built the base Hamikdash and the Mizbeach to be Mechaper lano al Kol Avanaseinu. That is a extra level that is not the part of the four kosot. The four kosot is the Derecheres. This is our celebration of the Geula to come, which is why it became kosher Elio, even to those who do not actually drink the fifth kos and have five kosot. But the truth is, the Rambam brings this thing in the fifth kos and says that it's not mandatory, but that if you want to drink at this point, you say the Halal Haggadah on a fifth kos, and then you drink the fifth kos. So this itself also has a lot of halachic implications, or we'll see right now in this brayta. Tanu Rabbanan, Revi'i gomer alav et ha'alel, the omer alav halel hagadol, divrei Rabbi Tarfon, v'yesh omrim Hashem ro'i lo echsar, and therefore we would also add, since we finished the su'uda, we would also add the Mizmor LaDavid, because after all, we just finished eating and we want to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave us all this food to eat. When you say Halal HaGadol, before we get to the whole discussion, what exactly do you mean by this Halal HaGadol exactly? And we're going to ask, why in the world would we even call it Halal HaGadol? Now, but before we continue, I just want to tell you that this word, Revi'i Gomer et ha'alav et ha'alel ve'omer Halel HaGadol, is a problem in Girsa. Because there's another Girsa that says, Chamishit Omer alav Halel HaGadol. And that the Baraita is missing something. So Revi'i Gomer et ha'alav et ha'alel, Chamishit Omer Halel HaGadol. And that became the Mokrem, which is brought, Mamish La'alocha, now the Mishnah Brura, cannot decide. So, because he brings in the Bir Halacha, Tzorach Ian, and so on. What is the issue that needs to be decided? Okay, so here is really the problem. What we're looking at is many different ways of understanding the sugya. Reb Chaim Cohen, that Tosfos just brought, holds that we would not say two brachas. The Rashbam Dafka says that that's the whole point, that the Gemara must be adding, according to Rabbi Yochanan, another bracha, because otherwise, why mention it? What do you mean, Birkat Hashir? We always say Birkat Hashir. Therefore, according to the Rashbam, Dafka, what you should do is, you should finish Halal, say Halalucha, conclude with the Bracha on Halalucha, and then say Halal HaGadol, and then say Nishmas and Yishtabach, which becomes the second Bracha that is said as a Shir. Okay, then that's, wow, a completely different way of doing it. So that means that really the only difference is, if you want to be makpid like Reb Chaim Cohen, not to say two brachas on one thing, and that's the way the Torah says it, don't say two things, which is why the Mishnah Berurah says, look, it doesn't seem to me to be true, because if we're doing the Halal HaGadol separately, then it makes sense that we should close with the bracha of Yishtabach. And he brings other makaras that seem to agree with him, and he says, okay, but nonetheless, that's what the Torah says, v'tzarech iyun. So halacha l'maisa, there are people that actually do both. They say the Halal HaGadol, they finish Melech Mulal Batishpachot after Yalalucha, then they say Halal HaGadol, then they say Yishtabach, and then they say the closing of the Yishtabach with the full bracha of the Yishtabach. So basically, I mean, the way most people do it, oh, sorry, Ira, just getting your messages here. So the way that most people do it is you say right after Hallel, you say the Hallel Haggadah, then you say Nishmas, but you do not say the whole Yishtabach. You end before the Bracha, and then you say the whole Yahalelucha. Okay, so that's pretty standard. But others do the whole Yahalelucha, but not the Bracha, like Reb Chaim Cohen. And then they say the Hallel Haggadah Nishmas and the full Yishtabach with the Bracha of Yishtabach. And then there's another minhag that does that, except instead of saying the normal closing of the Kel Melech Gadolim Mul Ol Bat Tishpachot and so on, they just say at the end of Yishtabach, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mul Ol Bat Tishpachot. So there's many different minhagim, Nusach Sfard, Nusach Ashkenaz, the Gra, and the Hasidim. There's a lot of different minhagim. And everyone, as you could see from this sugya, has what to be soimech on. And as I say, the Mishnah Berurah leaves the question of whether we should say that extra bracha with a tzarech ian. Okay, so that's the other girsa. Chamishi omer alav halal agado, divrei Rabbi Tarfon, v'yesh omrim Hashem roi eloech, in thanks for the food. Now, when you say halal agado, where does it start? Meichan halal agado. So Rav Yehuda says it starts, it's basically mehodu ad al naharod bavel. So you say hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki li olam chasto, which are the 26 ki li olam chastos, and that's called halal hagadol. Rav Yochanan omer, mishir hamalos ad naharod bavel. So Rav Yochanan holds that you also add the earlier shir hamalos, so basically you're saying an additional two parakim. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer, you start from Ki Yaakov Bachar Loka, which is a little bit strange because, I mean, why in the world would we say Ki Yaakov Bachar Loka in the middle of the psukim and say that's the beginning of Halal HaGadol? So it could be that what he really meant was from the pasuk that introduces Ki Yaakov Bachar Loka, which makes more sense. So that means we would start with Halleluka, Halleluah Shem Hashem, Halleluah Avdei Hashem, and then that would allow us to go on to say Hodu Hashem Kitov and so on after that. Now, why exactly do we call it Hallel Haggadol? I mean, it's much shorter than the other Hallel, so why call it Haggadol? Because it says over here, No sein lechem lechol basar, ki le'olam chastov. L'chol basar means that it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anoga of the Olam to make certain that he's mechalek mizonot l'chol birya, that everything on earth should be cared for. That's something that is gadol. Normally, we're very self-involved. And to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing kol olam kulay, that is gadol. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, why do we have 26 hodul Hashem kitov, skineged me, כנגד 26 דורות שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולמו, וזן אותם בחסדו, because לא נתן להם תורה. Since the first 26 generations did not have any Torah, they did not really have any schus to be mitkayim. So where was all of that parnasa coming from? It was entirely kili olam chasdo. And as we've explained elsewhere, this was Avram Avinu's original error, because he lived in a world of Kili Olam Chasdo, and he didn't realize that there was a mokum for Midas Hadin and the idea that a person would have to earn their way. So his Aveda was entirely in terms of that chesed and opening up his tent to anybody the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mezins Kol Olam Kulay. It was only afterwards with the Chiddush of Bris Milah and ultimately with the Nisoyan of the Akedah that he realized that he needs to define exactly where he's doing chesed, and then it became, as we saw in the beginning of the recovery from Bris Milah, at the beginning of Vayera, twice, as Rashi brings, that he was careful not to invite people in if he didn't see them being mechabed one another and being noyeg in a way that was appropriate. That's a completely new anhaga for him. And that was the reason that he did not do Bris Milah either, because he did not see any grounds in the world for needing to do something that would change anything. On the contrary, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply taking care of everything and making sure that everything worked. And that's exactly what he thought the given was. The shock was to recognize that that's a temporary situation. And what appears to you to be the nature of reality is because you're just very young. If you would be 27 generations old, then you would know better. Okay. So anyway, that Kili Olam Chasdo, and of course that is part of our journey towards Kabbalah Satera, which of course is part of the Chodash to Chodash of the Sfiras HaOmer, and is Merumez already at the Seder in terms of the Kili Olam Chasdo. Omer of Chista. My dichtiv hodu l'Hashem kitov. Why does it start that way? Hodu l'Hashem kitov, and it's a kili olam chasdo. So that means that the chesed that is done to the olam, that does involve, there's a very subtle addition that Rav Chista includes over here, and you would not expect it because his name is Rav Chista. In other words, he's focused on the chesed aspect of kili olam chasdo. But Rav Chista actually is mechadesh, that the remez in the opening of Kili Olam Chasdo is that Midas HaDin is built on this chesed. That's the point. So Hodu LaHashem, that when he has to collect from a person and he needs to make a kapara for that person and punish him, which is Midas HaDin, he always tries to take it out of that person's goods that were given to that person in the beginning as a chesed. And that is the Kila Olam Chasdo Chesed. So he always takes it out, Govech Chovato Shel Adam B'Tovato, with the very Tova that he gave that person, he then collects his debts. He doesn't take anything from the person, which is incredible, right? Because it's mamish the equivalent of what we saw earlier in just giving. So over here, even if you're introducing a Midas HaDin, but you're no worse off than you were without the original Chesed, so therefore, An usher maybe has got a Maserati, you know? So the guy totals his Maserati. Now the poor guy is in Avelis. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, I gave you the Maserati, you idiot. So now I took it away from you to save your life, save your family, cure you from cancer, whatever. Stop complaining. It's all my Maserati. It wasn't yours. Or if it's an ani, so this poor ani has only got himself a little seh. Fine, whatever it is. If it's a Yosem, all he was looking forward to was that one candy bar. No. Are we back? Okay, are we back? I don't know. Did we lose a lot?
Just me, or did everybody reboot?
No, Rebbe's gone. Rebbe, we lost Rebbe. We lost him in the abyss of the great.
No, you not lost me. Never, yeah, ever. The voice comes down. So where were we? We were just talking about the candy bar, or you didn't get that far? So did we talk about the Maserati, or you didn't hear the Maserati?
Rebbe said Maserati, and then he went,
oop. Oh my gosh, look at that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the guy, okay, so you totaled your Maserati, so now you don't have cancer. No, what would you rather have? I gave you the Maserati, you idiot, so thank me for giving it to you and taking it from you to save your life. What do you say about that? So that's mamish, even though it's Minas Adin, it's Kulei Chesed. That's good for the point, says Rav Chista. So it's perfect for Rav Chista to say. So it's on the contrary. If it's a poor person and all he's got is a little lamb, so, for poor little Mary and her little lamb, you know, what can you do? Sometimes the big bad wolf eats up the little lamb. But I gave you the lamb in the first place. Don't complain. And here you've got this poor little orphan child. All he's been looking forward to is eating his little hard-boiled egg that he got that morning. And then all of a sudden comes along a cat, jumps and grabs the egg out of his hands. He's devastated. True. But it was all a tikkun based on the egg that he was given in the first place. So basically, everybody is mechupar through the Hodu LaHashem Kitov. So in other words, the tovato that he originally gives the person, that is the point that kapora la'olam is always done with tov. That's what it means. Okay, so now we're talking about this incredible halal that seems to be a meta halal because it includes all of life. So now the question is what indeed is this tremendous difficulty of being able to provide for all things that it should be called so chashuv. Om Rabbi Yochanan, listen. Kashim is onotav shel adam kiflayim ki yoleida. If you want to take a look in the Torah and see what is involved in the provision of parnasa, take a look at the curse in Gan Eden. So one curse is childbirth. So what does it say? Be'etzev tel dibanim. Be'etzev is a profound, horrific sense of suffering that is all connected to the entire process of raising children and everything that goes into our lives that are built around this whole reproductive process is such pain with all of its elements that define our lives. But when it comes to mizonos, it says worse. It says be'itzavon tochlenu. Itzavon means double etzev. So if you think that your family issues are the tough issues, the real tough issues in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga are the mizonotav shel adam. Om Rabbi Yochanan, kashin mizonotav shel adam yoter min ha-geula, more than the geula of the many of the achronim say it doesn't mean from the geula of Yisrael. It means from the geula of that individual, because that's what it's referring to in the pasuk. It says, ha-malach ha-goel otimi kora. So over there, when you're talking about Geula, that's Yaakov Avinu's Geula. So it says over there, a malach is sufficient to be Goeloti. But when it comes to Mizenes, what did Yaakov say? Ha Elohim haro'eoti mi'odi ad hayom hazeh. So the Mizmor LaDavid Hashem ro'i is Elohim ro'eoti. So that means that the Mizonos is given not through a malach, but requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal intervention, Kavayoch. Omar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, B'sha'a sh'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam, v'kotz v'dardar tatzmiach lach. The moment that he heard that he was going to be eating the kotz v'dardar, which was similar to the way the animals ate, zogu einav d'maot, and he started to cry. Because he said, what is this? Me and Eeyore are going to be eating together out of the same thistle holder. That's horrible. So are we supposed to eat the sand trough is the word I'm looking for. So Aniva Chamorino Chalbe Vosechat, me and Eeyore are going to eat together over here. Kivan Shamalo, then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, well, you can go one further. You don't have to eat the thistles if you work hard enough. And actually, if you put in enough, you will actually get to eat lechem. Then he felt better. Reish Lakish was, of course, Reish Lakish's whole approach to life. Reish Lakish said, ach, it would have been much better if we had stuck with the original thing. What's so bad about eating with Eeyore? It's a heck of a lot better than having to get out there and make a living, isn't it? So Ashreinu Yomadnu Barishona, I don't understand. What did he have to sit and cry for and get us into bigger trouble? It would have been better if we were together with Eeyore. The truth is that, Baruch Hashem, we are totally free of the original one. I actually see people eating grass. They claim it's bean sprouts or lettuce or I don't know what these guys put in their mouth. But so there are still people who manage to eat with Eeyore, you know? Kachlinan is... He's paid the dabra. There's people who actually pay good money for that stuff. So they eat, they pick the, I think Ira can share with us about his asparagus that he collects every week out of the field, you know, and it's delicious, but they're still eating the ispe asada. Omer of Shizbi Mishmeda Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. So getting back to Parnasa. Kashin mizonotav shel adam ki kriyat yamsuf. And immediately the pasuk says, "V'gozer yamsuf l'gzarim ki le'olam chasdo." So that means, can't really say immediately, but in the same list of ki le'olam chasdo, we put kriyas yamsuf with noten lechem l'chol basar. It must be that we're getting up to the noten lechem l'chol basar, and that's wow. Apparently, we're going to go from the Kriyas Yamsuf to Noten Lechem, L'chol Basar. So apparently, it's mamish, at least on the same darkah. Maybe Kashin mi Kriyas Yamsuf. Om Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Kashin nikavav shel adam ki yom amitah u'chriyat yamsuf. Look, the same thing is true about what we take to be normal biological activities. So we're used to the idea that we can take in food, we can digest food, we can defecate food, but that's not so poshut. I mean, chas v'shalom, if a person's stomach is not properly working and he's constipated, so it says in the pasuk, mihar tso ele yipateach. So the closed thing can be made to open quickly, and then after that it says roga hayam v'yamu galav, which is what in the world is the relationship of those two issues. So if he's saying ani Hashem roga hayam, it must mean that the need of Mihar Tzor Lipateach is with the same Hanhaga of Ani Hashem that was Roga Yam when I split it up into 12 sections and I didn't allow the water to go flowing from one to the other. The Amr of Sheshes Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, call him a Vazeh et HaMoadot, ki ilu oved avodah zara. Someone who is mezalzel in the moadim. Now, there's different pshatim in this. So some learn that it means that he's oisem alocha b'chol ha-shomoyed. Others bring that if somebody dresses during chol ha-moyed in jeans, the way he would dress during the week, instead of being mechabed the chol ha-moyed, that's also called mevaze es ha-moados. Others learn that b'pashtus the moados is a reference to Yontav itself. So what's amazing is that the Rambam actually brings that the same mitzvah that we have on Shabbos, and he even brings a din of oneg, which per pashtas is not applicable to Yontav. The Rambam's lashon is that kishem shemitzvah lechabed Shabbat vela onga, kach kol yomim tovim. There's Rabbi Kaplan right there on the line at this very moment trying to remind me that anybody who has forgotten should please remember to give tzedakah for the Rabbi Kaplan Tzedakah Fund for Kimcha Lepischa. You got me? I'm giving over the message right now. Okay, so don't forget. I have received Baruch Hashem from many of you, but please, you don't need to send it. You just need to let me know. Anyway. So the Rambam's lashon is that it exactly does the same mitzvah lechabed Shabbat ula onga. The same thing is true of all yomim tovim. Why? Because it says in the same pasuk, karatem l'Shabbat oneg ula kedosh Hashem mechubad. Well, kedosh Hashem has got to include all of the yomim tovim because it says mikra kodesh. And I've already explained kvar b'yarnu the dinim of kavod and oneg in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's exactly the same thing on Yontav. And what's interesting is that the Rambam brings the opening of the entire sugya, Arve, of the Arve Psachim, Somach L'mincha, as the beginning of that halacha. So, v'chein ro'i l'adam, shelo yis'od b'arve yomim tovim, min ha'mincha l'mala, exactly the way he wouldn't eat on an Erev Shabbos, because that's part of Kovet. And at the very end of that, he says, v'kolam mevazet ha'moadot, kilo nitpal avodat kochavim. So apparently he's referring to the actual Kedosh Hashem, which is the Yomim Tovim, the Mikra Kodesh. Where do we see this? Sheneemar Elohim Asecha lo ta'aselach et chag hamatzot tishmar. What's the connection between the two? That this is exactly the point. Without having that relationship to the Moadei Hashem, then basically you are relating to a world that is alien to you, which is the same as Elohim Achirim. The Yomer of Sheshes Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, another amazing comparison. Somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, or somebody who accepts Lashon Hara, or somebody who would say Eidah Sheker B'chaveray, Ra'ui L'ashlicho L'klavim, such a person should be thrown to the dogs to be eaten alive. Shenemar L'kelef Tashlichunoto, which is followed by Lo Tisa Shem Hashav. What's the connection between the two? That's exactly the point. And the Lo Tisa Shem Hashav, now here, there is a girsa of kribe lo tasi shem hashav, which mashma that we need to have a kri in order to tell me that it's talking about saying something that is not going to be accepted in Bezin or is fake, says the Rashbam. Both of them are included in lo tisa, don't carry. That's being a carrier of lashon hara, or being a carrier of sheker. All of that is shav. All of those aspects are shav. So again, this is Bedavka talking about either saying or accepting, because in that you enter into the entire space of Ra that Lashon Hara is. As far as whether you should be Chayshish for Lashon, that's something else. So then he adds, the Rashbam brings. There's a big difference between accepting Lashon Hara. People think that because they need to worry about something and so on, so what am I supposed to do, be stupid? And not, it has nothing to do with being stupid. It has to do with being human. So that if you live in that space, chas v'shalom, that you believe anything that you're told, as Rabbi Shah pointed out, that's even in the case where you're absolutely clear this person would never tell a lie. Of course, that's only until you meet somebody who is psychotic and he cheats you of every penny you have. Then you have a good lesson about who to trust and who to believe. But unfortunately, that's a tough lesson to learn. But anyway, but as far as lachshon hara, nobody's asking you to be stupid. So now ask the Gemara if there is this halal hagada. So why do we say halal? I mean, this is so harsh if you're telling me that it's like a made halal. So my time, I'm reading high. Why do we say the halal that we say? That's because there are five things in that halal that have to do specifically with the inyanim of geula and so on and so forth. So there we have Yetzias Mitzrayim. We'll go through each one of the psukim of this. We have Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have Kriyas Yamsuf. We have Matan Torah. We have Tchias Hamesim. We have Chevlo Shamashiach. Where do we have all of that? Well, obviously, Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have Betzeit Yisrael Mimitzrayim. And that comes with Kriyas Yamsuf. Hayom Rav Hayonar. And we have Matan Torah in that same Tehillah, where it says, Arim, Rakedu, Ha'elim, and that is a reference to the way that the Tirat is doing, as it says in the Pasuk, all of the Arim were dancing. And Triyas HaMesim, it says, Salech Lefnei Hashem Ba'artzot HaChayim, and then it says, the Artzot HaChayim obviously means life, not life in the middle of all of this nonsensical death. Chevlo Shamashiach says, Lolono Hashem, Lolono, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Lolono Hashem, Lolono is a reference to the Shi'ibud Malchiot, and others say what he said was Beferish, Am Rabbi Yochanan, it's not just Stam, the Shi'ibud Malchiot, but it's Mamish for that Milchama of Zo Milchemet Gog Umagog, and as we saw, the whole idea of the Kriyas HaHalal is always in the process of growing Geula, and each time we become aware of the dangers, the new dangers that we're up against, so now halal becomes relevant again. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak says there's another reason for saying the halal that we say. Mipnei sheyesh bo milut nefashot shel tzadikim migeinam. When it says ona Hashem malta nafshi, it means that tzadikim should not be nishlat by Gehenem and they should be able to get out. Chizkiya Amar is another reason. The reason is because there's a remez in halal to the whole story of Hanani, Mishael, Azaria. Mipnei sheyesh bo yiridatam shel tzadikim lekivshan ha'esh v'aliyatan mimenu. Where is that? Because when it says lo lanu Hashem lo lanu, that was basically a description of the entire story of Hanani, Mishael, Azaria. Hanania said those words, lo lanu Hashem lo lanu. And then Mishael chips in with kilashimcha ten kavod. And then Azaria says this al chazdecha al amitecha, and then lama yomru agoyim, that was said by the three of them together. And where does it say that there was an aliyah out of the kivshana esh? Because it says hallelujah et Hashem kol goyim, that was said by Hananya. Shabchu kol haumim, that was said by Mishael. Ki gavar aleinu chazdo, was said by Azaria. Ve'met Hashem leolam halleluka, that Amru Kulam. The Yesh Omrim, Emet Hashem Lo'olam, was said by the fourth party in the Kivshana Esh. Remember, there were four people. And the Nebuchadnezzar looks in there and he sees, what is that fourth thing? It looks like some kind of Superman. And because it looks like a godlike image. So that was Gavriel Amro. B'sha'ashi pil nimron arashat Avram Avinu l'tok Kivshana Esh. You know when it started? It started all the way back in Ur Kasdim. So over there, Nimrod, who was, of course, Nebuchadnezzar, is considered Ben Benosh or Nimrod Arasha, right? So he's continuing the same kind of business. The great way to deal with the opposition. Those were good days. Anyway, so when Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Ha'esh, so Gavriel comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Ribono Shel Olam, please give me the schus. Let me go down and I'll cool off the fire. No way. I Avram Avinu is the one individual standing out from the entire world. He deserves, it's only appropriate that it's the me, the unique, that will take him. Now, El Yachid Latzilat HaYachid. But, Kadosh Baruch Hu felt, if Gavriel was so committed, then he owes him for that, right? So, since, L'fisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Eino Mekapeach Sachar Kol Birya, so he says to Gavriel, but don't worry about it. You are soon going to be Zocha to save three of his grandchildren from another Kipshon HaEsh, and then we'll give you that opportunity. So, Dorash Rabbi Shimon HaShiloni, so at that point, there was a question, who was going to come down to save them from the Kivshan HaEsh? So comes along Yurkamo. Yurkamo is the one in charge of Barad. And he shows up, I think, in all of those super comics where you just wave something and everything turns into this ice, right? It's covered with ice. That is really Yurkamo. So now he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, let me get down there and I will do the Iceman trick. And everything will be covered with ice, and then these guys will simply walk out scot-free. Ered v'atzanein et ha-kivshan v'atzilat tzadikim alalo, v'kivshan ha-esh. Amar lo Gavriel. So Gavriel said, hey, nah, it's a big deal. Iceman, bah. Anybody can put out a fire with ice. After all, you're Iceman. It's not even going to be a surprise. Any kid that's been to the movies figures this is what's going to happen. I'll tell you what I'll do. Ani sar shel esh. Ha! What I am going to do is a real trick. I'm going to take the energy of the esh that's inside, violate the statistics of thermodynamics, and I will become a certain famous demon, and I will put all the energy on the outside, cooling the inside, and burning up those no-goodniks that try to throw Hanani Mishol Vazaria as they throw them in. They will be consumed by the fire. Now, that's a trick. Good idea, Gabe. Raid. And then Gavriel realized, this is the kiyum of the Haftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me back then at the original Kivshon HaEsh. Beautiful. And he said, Vemet Hashem Lo'olam, and that's how it came to be incorporated here as the remez to the Yitziyatam from the Kivshon HaEsh. Rabbi Natan Omer, you know, the Emet Hashem Lo'olam was another Haftocha that was said by another promise. Those were the fishes in the sea. And that goes with that very beautiful diak of Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna says, Yisro Shaboto Ador Miktanei Amanahayu. In that generation, even after the Kriyas Yamsuf, the people were terrified because that's Kedadarash Rabba Bar Mori. Why does it say in the Pasuk, Vayamru al Yam Biyamsuf? What do you mean? Klal Yisro was Moreid? On the contrary, they jumped into the Yam. So where is the Vayamru? What that teaches us is that indeed, Himru Yisrael Botasha'a, and that they were very inappropriately responsive. They said, well, okay, so we got saved, but the same way that we got up over here, those mitzvim are coming up out somewhere else, they're going to come after us again. So once they were in that matzav of terror, it wasn't enough for them to be saved. And that, remember, we said before, was the Rashbam's understanding of that. It was at that point that they said, Hallel, before Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Metas Fatayam, when they were able to say the Shira. So there were two different stages. That's what this is referring to. So Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Sar Solyan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, spit them out. Come on, out you go. All those mitzrim, I want to see them on that land. Ploto tam le'abasha. So the Yam says, Ribono Shel Olam, that's not fair. I just had 3 years worth of fish food for all those fishies, and now you're going to take it back? How? And then he takes it away from him? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry about it. I'll pay you interest, okay? What about if we make a deal? You spit him out now, I pay you back 150%. Deal? Amarlo says the Am, Ribbono shel Olam, come on, man. What am I going to do? Sue you? I'm going to sue you. What an amazing response. So, Yesh Evet Shetoveat Rabo, you know perfectly well I can't. How am I ever going to get it? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, I'll tell you what we do. We make an Arev Kablan. If you don't collect from me, you'll collect directly from the Arev. So who's the Arev? Nachal Kishon. So Nachal Kishon will be the Arev. All right, if I got an Arev, I'm ready to go. So the Yam spits up all the Egyptians. Comes Bnei Yisrael. Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Meit Al Sfat HaYam. And that is the promise that was made by Nachal Kishon. But wait, so how do you get 1.5? Where were they ever paid back 1.5? Well, obviously, by Paro it says Sheish Meot Rechev Bachur. And by Sisera it says Chameot Rechev Barzel. Now that's even more fish food than the Egyptians. This is great. So that's exactly what happens. How did they end up in Nachal Kishon? It doesn't say anything over there about there being a splitting of a sea. Oh, that was a really cute thing. When Sisera comes, so Sisera, they've got all of this steel-making capability, right? So they think that they're way ahead of the game, so they got these steel tanks, and they got these steel swords that are armor-piercing mortar, and they're thinking they're on the top of the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a better idea. Nuclear-powered lasers. Bam, 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 bam. So what happens? Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem kochavim mimisilotam. Dichtiv min ha-shamayim nilchamu ha-kochavim. Which Tosfos explains, and he brings Rashi there too. It means that the stars were able to focus rays on them. Not that they moved or anything, but they focused rays on that steel. And man, oh man, did that get hot. So everything was about to melt. Kivan enechitu kochve shamayim aluyeh. All of those dikrei de parzel, all of that mortar and so on, got so hot that they all dashed into the Nachal Kishon to get cooled down. So the chitei lekaruri lemischan avshar b'Nachal Kishon, and they were about to get burned up. Ah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Nachal Kishon, okay, baby, perfect timing. Go up and pay your commitment over here. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachal Kishon, lech vash leimer avontcha. Immediately comes along Nachal Kishon, and with a sudden wave of water from the rain that had come magically just moments before upstream, away they go. Shenamar Nachal Kishon Girafam, Nachal Kidumim. Why do we call Nachal Kishon the Nachal Kidumim, that primal ancient stream? Where does that come from? It was the Nachal Shenasa Arev Mikedem. Yes, all the way back at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's when the fish began to sing. We were promised that super duper fish food, and it turns out that Sisera fish food is even better. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, my dichtiv moshivi akeret habayit. This is a terrible drasha, really, but it's unfortunately it hits home. So it's classic Reish Lakish. And what is the meaning of Moshivi Akeret Abayit? And who exactly said that? I mean, the pashas of that pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a woman who was originally Akeret Abayit, that she didn't have any children. So it's like Kenega, the story of Chana and Penina, and makes her an Ema Banim Smecha, right? That's the pashas. But Reish Lakish says, no, it means like this. The idea of Eim HaBanim Smecha is the Uma. Is the what we call Knesset Yisrael, is that embodiment of Yisrael that becomes the Chefetz of the Shechina and the Midah of Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Knesset Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know the way that your children are acting over here, and this Rashbam relates specifically to Chutz Laretz. So Muni Banecha Kachul Dezu Hadarabi Ikrei Abatim. You know what they're like? A bunch of rats. It's awful. So, you know, and that's exactly what you feel like. You go into these Jewish tenement neighborhoods, and God help us, and in Brooklyn and whatever, it's like Hashem Yirachem. The Jews are pushed like rats that are dwelling underneath the houses. And this is what's happened to them. Dorash Rava, my dichtiv, when it says, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem et kol tachanunai, this is also Knesset Yisrael speaking, and it's saying that Ribono shel Olam, I say to you, when do I know that I'm loved? Ahavti, we're darshaning, ahavta oti, ahavti. So it's like a contraction of you loved me. So when do I know that you love me? Bizman shetishma kol tachanunoi, when I see that you're listening to the call of Tefillah. And when it says, Daloti v'li Yoshia, what does that mean? I am poor, and to me comes salvation. What does that mean? Omer Knesset Yisrael of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This again is Klal Yisrael speaking. Ribono Shel Olam. Again, I've spoken out many times that Klal Yisrael and Knesset Yisrael is not the same thing. So I'm using the words not in a technical way. So Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. It's true that Daloti. It's true that I'm very poor. The mitzvahs. So why Leoshia? Because I'm yours. Leoshia, Lina Aloshia, I'm the only one of the Umays that accepts you and as the only Yochid and an understanding of your Yichud and the Shema Yisrael, that is mine. Om Rav Kahana, when Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi got sick, Rebbe sent him a message. You know, you mentioned that there were things that you had been mekabel from your father. Can you please tell us some of those things before I have a word you're going to die? So Amar lo nishlaim shlosha dvarim shamarta lanu mishum avicha that you have. Sholach lo, so he sent him back, kach amar abba. So my father said like this. Now, the Rashbam points out that this happens in many different places in Shas. So either it was the same story, and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi sent a long list of maimarim from Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara is koveya in each mesechet, the things that are nogea, that mesechet. Or it could be that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi had a lot of medical crises and that each time he was mosiv. The prior one is more reasonable. So anyway, Sholach lo Rabbi Shmuel sent back to him, kach amar abba. When it says, Hallelujah et Hashem kol goyim. How do you understand that? Why in the middle of Hallel are we saying the goyim should be mahalas? I've got back the whole thing of the halal is talking about all of the nisim and the tefillahs for Yisrael. Umoto olam mayavid atayr. What in the world are we bringing the goyim here for? No, the point is, said Rabbi Yossi, that hachikamer, hallelujah Hashem kol goyim. Listen, if you were a simple goy and you had looked at the incredible, miraculous development of the world, you wouldn't feel that you have to be mishabeach mahalal your whole life for that? So even on what is being done across the globe, Agvurot v'niflaot, David v'adayu, imagine the how much more we owe Koshikein Anut, Gavar Aleinu Chasto. That's the point. The Gavar Aleinu Chasto is not because it's the Koshikein that is derived from that. Another thing my father said was, Atida Mitzrayim Shetavi Doron HaMashiach, Kosovreinu Mekabel Mehem. So Mashiach comes, and all of the Umas Olam are attempting to bring gifts and to get into the action over here. So comes Mitzrayim, and Mashiach was thinking, what, Mitzrayim? What, are you crazy? These are the guys that were Meshabiras. Amala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, absolutely accept whatever they bring you. Achsaniyah Sulabanai b'Mitzrayim. They were very kind to my children when my children were running away from the Ra'av, and they provided a place for them. You have to recognize that. And so it comes yet, tell you, Chashmanim mini Mitzrayim. So this means that the ambassadors with their gifts come from Egypt. Oh, so now Kush says, well, wow, that's great, because if Mitzrayim was acceptable, so certainly Sudan is acceptable. So Ani Shalonish Tabadati Bem, I mean, I never started up with the Jews. As a matter of fact, I just signed a treaty. He should certainly accept mine. So lo Koshikain, Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, absolutely. Accept the Sudanese delegation. So Kabel Miami Turks, Miyad Kush Taritz Yadav Lalohim. Ah, so now comes along the EU. Aha. Nasa Malchut Romi Harishaa Kavachomer Batzma. Well, Mahalalo Shein Achem. I mean, these guys are barely even Jews. I mean, we're, you know, Christian Jews from the beginning. I mean, for sure. Kach, nonetheless, they were accepted, a bunch of Muslims. Anu shonu achayhem lo koshiken. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel, get rid of these. Ga'ar chayat kane. Get rid, and what's ga'ar mean? To push away, rebuke the monster of the kane. Ga'or chayau kane lachayida. What he means is get rid of the monster and get yourself something serious. Adas Yisrael. Dover Acher, Geor Chayat Kaneh. This is the monster that lives Bein Hakanim, because they're like a gigantic chazer, a boar. Yecharsemena chazir miyar v'ziz sadayir ena. So then that means the one that always destroys Yisrael is the big pig, the boar, which is Esav. Omer Pchia Barava, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. It means like this. Ge'or b'chaya shekoma aseh nichtavim b'kumas achad. What's a kaneh? Kaneh is one lousy reed. What, does that make sense? If you're talking about reeds, talk about one reed? Yes. Because the reed is the stylus. So if you've got every single meeting of the UN and every single meeting of all of these courts and everything that has to do with Klal Yisrael, it's the same. All they do is they press paste. The same thing. This is yet another example of the rotten Jews and the way, and then it's all the same exact nusach. I mean, it looks like it comes off the same word processor. So if you want to talk about kaneh, it's always the same paste, copy, paste, copy, paste. There's never a new thought in their heads. So this is a continuation, right? So get rid of that monster. And this is the assembly of the Abirim, of the knights. Yes, they were Sheikhet, the great knights, which are Klal Yisrael. Ka'agalim, She'ilim, Ba'alim, like these calves that are wandering around in the field who don't even have an owner. And what are they? They're mitra pes bratzei kasep. That means they are mitra pes heter pas. They open up their hands, and they're always asking for bribes. You know, so get us money, and then we'll get what you need done. Just make sure you invest. They're poshtin yada kabel mamon for bratzei kesef, to do your will, your ratzon for money. But then they never do it. They take all the cash, and then enosim ratzon ba'alim. And what is the meaning of the continuation of Pizar Amim Kravot Yechpatzon? We're darshaning that as the word of Pizar, as Pizur. So that means that Mi Garam Li Yisrael Sheyit Pazru Lebeinu Mot HaOlam. What is it that made Klal Yisrael be in this terrible matzav of Golas scattered over the earth? It's the Kravot Yechpatzon. They actually want to be close to these people. They think these are friends. When that happens, you end up getting scattered and being part of them. And then he also sent, V'od Shalachlo, if you want to have a vision of the power of the West, which we call Rome, so then this is the way to look at it. There's 365 different marketplaces. Each one of these markets is a market that is listed on the stock exchange for a complete set of commodities and tech. Each one of them separate commodities, separate technical developments. Each one is a different market. Now, each one of these markets has got 365 skyscrapers just for that market. It's hard for you to imagine this, but this is what it's going to be. Each one of those skyscrapers had 365 stories in it. Each story on its own, there's so much cash out there, you cannot believe it. There's enough cash on one story for getting the entire world enough to eat. So believe me, they're awash in cash. And Omar Rabbi, I see a question of the Girsa apparently, and apparently it should say Omar, so Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Omar le Rabbi. So, and then we have an Amri, like some said, is Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, who said to Rabbi, so who the heck is all that cash for? What do you mean, said Rabbi? Who do you think? For you, obviously. And for your chavrusas, and for their chavrusas, for the people that count. All of that is just the garbage that they're doing that they think is the jet-setting stuff. But it's all being generated for you. Lach, v'lechavercha, v'lechavrutach, shenemar, sachra v'etnena kodesh l'Hashem. Lo yeatzer, v'lo yechasein. It's not even going to be stored anymore. K'leoshvim lifnei Hashem yeyeh. It's all going to be handed out. So it says lo yeatzer, that's things that would normally be stored, like in a Beit HaOtzar, which are foods. Lo yechasein refers to Fort Knox. That's the Beit HaGnizah. So that's the gold and the silver and the jewels. Mai k'leoshvim lifnei Hashem. Omar Rabbi Elazar, this is someone that is so Yoshev Lifnei Hashem, he knows where everybody sits in the yeshiva. So this is where so-and-so sits and learns every day. And that means that this is his life.